Welcome to American Indian Living, a program developed by the Native Education and Health Initiative to improve and enhance the health of people throughout the Native communities. American Indian Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he's ready today to help you learn more about your health. Here's Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today we've got an exciting show lined up for you. It's especially exciting to me because it's a follow-up program based on some of the recent interviews we actually did on location at the National Congress of American Indians. Right now I'm back in my studios in Northern California, but we've got some very important people who are joining us today. They're actually folks who were with me and many of you at the National Congress of American Indians not all that long ago in Southern California, and they are Orlo and Alma Ransom. Orlo and Alma, it's good to have you with us on today's show.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Well, many people know your names because not only have you been on the radio show before, I think both of you, but Orlo, you've been attending NCAI for some 20 years. You're both, of course, Native, members of the Mohawk tribe there at Akwesasne. Some people know it as St. Regis Mohawk there in New York, upstate New York, and into Canada. But Alma, you've been very active at NCAI and in the Native American Affairs for many years. Both of you are well known. Tell me a little bit about the interesting connection that came up at NCAI. Tell us about how you learned about some special medical help for Orlo.
Well, doctor, you know, I've been involved with the diabetes, and I worked with the Seventh-day Adventist, the booths there, and I would have all this blood work going on, and the International BioCare Hospital and Wellness Center was set up nearby, and it came time when
they seen me walk.
Yeah, they saw him walking around, and they detected and wondered what's going on, because with his Parkinson's, it's a different gait to his walk, and when you have Parkinson's, it's a crushing thing, because everybody's telling you there's no cure, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and these people were so positive and said that they could they have facilities at this BioCare that could help them. That word help just shone a light on our life. And Orlo was interviewed by them, seen his conditions, and he'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, Orlo, we're excited about this story. And I think many of our regular listeners, before we hear your firsthand account, know about International BioCare. A prominent Native American has, been really championing BioCare, talking about their services. I know he's been helped, and he's been trying to help other First Nation peoples get help at that facility. So he was responsible, my understanding, for encouraging them to come to NCAI, have this booth there. And so you and Alma get acquainted with them. Tell us, Orlo, what your assessment was of your interaction with them at the National Congress of American Indians.
You mean the doctors?
Yeah. What did you think when you met these folks? Did they seem like they were reputable?
They sounded very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And they insisted they could help me with my problem. And they've cured some people that had the same problem. So we talked for a while, and they kind of get up. If I was all right, I don't have sugar, and I don't. My heart's good. And it was positive, except the Parkinson's. So they said, they offered to help me, so I took it. I said, well, why not?
Now, Orlo, you and I have spoken before, and I know your background. You were someone who worked for many years doing some very dangerous and difficult work where Parkinson's would have been something that would have cost you your life. Tell us a little bit on air about your background.
Well, I've been doing iron work over 60 years, and I walk high beams, narrow beams, and I enjoyed my work. I wasn't scared. And, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
So tell me if I understand this right, Orlo. You'd be actually building some of these skyscrapers, maybe in New York City or other places. You'd be up, what, 60, 70 stories or more? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were up to 80 floors. Worked on the Bellevue Hospital. Had 80 floors. Worked on a Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's 200 feet above the water.
I've been over that bridge. Newburgh Beacon or Beacon Newburgh Bridge.
Right.
Yeah, that is. So, for those who are listening in, if they're not familiar with Parkinson's, it's a neurologic disorder, affects the nervous system. Many people, one of the earliest signs they have is a tremor, they're shaking. And of course, it can affect, at least in medical circles, we speak about it affecting, you know, your postural. Recognition, if you will. You might have trouble starting your movements. You may have trouble stopping movements. Clearly, Parkinson's disease is not something compatible with working on steel structures hundreds of feet above the ground, right?
Absolutely.
He'd walk on ridges, you know, and get up on the roof and walk on top of the roof on the ridge. And well, that's how steady he was on his feet, and now his walk is uncertain. It's been uncertain, but it was like, we're going to NCAI because it's in San Diego, and this is darn for sure that it'll be our last trip, you know?
Wow, I didn't realize that.
To have him snap out of it, like, after he got done with the BioCare, they had stem cell treatment there, and he looked so good when he came out of there, when they got done with the procedure and everything that they have to offer there. And the hope that he has is the challenge of going downhill is gone. He is doing well. He's not afraid to walk. He's not afraid of falling, and they gave him so much confidence that it's wonderful. And we met some beautiful people that have been all over the world to different clinics, and they said, we're here because this is the best. These people have money that can go anywhere, and they're saying that this is the best as far as they can compare. They can make comparisons with other facilities, I suppose. But we were very, very well treated. The doctors that were there were on hand every day. 16 patients in there and 14 doctors in the building is absolutely excellent care in my eyes. Usually you see your doctor 5 minutes once a day. If you're sleeping while you don't see them. And these people are there 24 hours a day. The treatment he got is, I was there in a semi-private room with him. And I know what excellent care he got there. And the improvement is the hope that he got. And he's happy. We were sad. We were sad when we went there, but we had to start with, we had almost no place to go. This was a chance, and we took it, and we thank God. We always thank God every day. Every day is Thanksgiving for us, but it meant so much to go there, and they brought us back to the airport. The care is you can't compare it. They're caring for you every day. And it just made him feel so special. And everybody's happy now. He's talking well. We understand everything he said. And his hands are not shaking.
Really?
No.
This is a remarkable story. Tell us a little bit more, Orlo.
I'm every day for oxygen treatment in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
It was pressurized. I was in there for 45 minutes.
So you were getting the hyperbaric oxygen treatments. Did that seem to make a difference for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all very fascinated by this because many of you who heard the shows, I'm speaking to my listeners now, I've got Alma and Orlo on the phone connection with me, and we're no longer at NCAI in San Diego where we were a few months ago. We're actually recording this in November of 2015, if you're curious. But what I learned there, really, I had really not heard much about international biocare prior to my arrival. I started meeting people, First Nation peoples who'd been down to the facility. And Orlo, you and Alma, I think were like me. You really didn't know anything about this center to speak of until this recent NCAI Congress.
Right. We just found out about it.
Okay.
You're going to have to speak louder, Doc.
Okay, so we're in the same boat. Basically, you're meeting these people for the first time at International BioCare. They're there at NCAI. And what was your reaction, Orlo, as you were seeing them during the convention? Did either one of you or Alma, take any note of them for the several days you were there?
Well, we were there a couple of days, but then we start talking, and they approached me, and they says, "We could help you." They said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I got Parkinson's." I said, "I don't know where I got it, and I don't know how I got it, because I don't smoke and I don't drink."
Well, to me, the amazing thing is, you know, in medical circles, when we talk about Parkinson's, we're talking about really a disease that is not felt to be curable. And really, usually we're just trying to slow the progress of Parkinson's. Now, I'll be honest with you, even though I met the folks at International BioCare when I was there, and I'll let our listeners know, they invited me, I think, on one of the shows to run down to Tijuana. I actually did that when I was in San Diego. They're not paying for this show. They have nothing to do with this particular broadcast. They had nothing to do, by the way, with any of our programs. They're not sponsoring the show or anything like that. But I was impressed with what they were doing. But I thought they were mainly treating cancer and autoimmune diseases. Usually we don't put Parkinson's under that umbrella, but they clearly were doing things for you, including stem cell treatments. I didn't make that connection.
Well, doctor, there are cancer patients there. The greater number that I met, I was free. I was free and met a lot of people there, had colon cancer and young, and several others had Parkinson's. One was in particular, a fairly young person that was a ski and snowboard instructor from Colorado that was there. And he was all smiles because he had no place to go and that his career was over, you know, because of the Parkinson's. He's been confirmed on it, and he was all smiles when he left. I can't compare how he was when he first came there, but he was extremely pleased. He says, "And I'm going to tell all my friends, and whoever will listen, that this place is is the place to go." And many other cancer and operations are taking place there, and all kinds of treatment.
Tremendous. We have to step away just for a minute. We've got a break that we're just heading into, but we've got more with Alma and Orlo Ransom coming up, encouraging words throughout Indian country for a host of diseases. Stay tuned. We've got more on today's edition of American Indian Living. Don't go away.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
My name is Florence AQ. For lunch today, I had grilled chicken and squash. I am Zuni Indian, and I have the power to prevent diabetes.
My name is D. Dakota Denesosi. I turned the TV off and took my nieces and nephews for a walk. We saw two jackrabbits, an eagle, and zero cartoons. I'm from the Dene Nation, and I have the power to prevent diabetes.
Science has proven that if we lose as little as 10 pounds by walking briskly for 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and make healthier food choices, we can prevent diabetes.
My name is Barbara Akisakup-Curtis. I'm losing weight and being more active. I am Alaskan Inupiaq Eskimo, and I have the power to prevent diabetes.
For more information on how to prevent diabetes, talk to your health care provider. For free materials, call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-800-438-5383 and ask for the power to prevent diabetes. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
You're back with Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. We're speaking today with Orlo and Alma Ransom. They are members of the Mohawk Nation there, Akwesasne, in upstate New York, as well as into Canada, the reservation in both countries. Many of you know Orlo and Alma. If you're active in Indian country, they have been influential people at the national level for many years. But now we're talking about a new sphere of influence that Alma and Orlo have, especially because of Orlo's amazing story, diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And what we're hearing about is some remarkable help. But Orlo, I'm sure many of the folks listening have the same question I have, and that is just how bad were you doing before you went to Tijuana, and how much improvement have you made? Tell us.
Well, I was there a couple of times. I had to watch how I walk, so I don't trip. And my left side was a little slow. Like I had a stroke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. No, I didn't like to drive because I'd weave.
Mm.
I would lose the control of the car a little bit. Now I can drive, and they cured me of that. And it was the treatment center was really amazing. IV all day. They fed us real good, what we like. Went for oxygen in the morning, even with IV on, pressurized tank with oxygen.
So you were getting what we call hyperbaric oxygen treatments, where they put you in this, I saw that tank when I was visiting the facilities. They actually put you in there just like your, it kind of reproduces if you were diving, going underwater, right?
Yes, exactly.
So Orlo, tell me a little bit more about what it was like as far as just walking, just getting around before you went down there, and how much easier it is to walk, or is your walking just as difficult now as it was before you went there?
Oh, no, there's an improvement. My wife can tell you that. And I tripped a couple of times before that. Now I'm good.
So you're much more steady on your feet, is that correct?
Yes, I'm better on my feet now. And the doctor said it would take a while to really work. And he didn't say how long, but you've got to be patient.
So how long were the two of you down there at International BioCare, Alma?
2 weeks. 2 weeks we were there. They picked us up at San Diego and drove us through to Tijuana and right to the door, and welcoming committee was there. People that we had met at the conference at NCAI were there. Oh, God, all the familiar faces, and for days didn't know anybody's name to get it straight, you know. But Dr. Rodriguez was always up front and welcoming us, and they said, this is the beginning and on with the program, and we're going to start right off. And by the way, the Dr. Rodriguez is free to come into the to preach, not preach, but to explain the facility's capability to any group that would be interested. I met a lot of people of different denominations that were there that are normally do not go to pills, don't use pills at all. This is alternative medicine, and they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And quite different, I think you call them denomination. There's some from Canada, some from Alaska, and they're there. They don't believe in pills, but they're there with this. They've had families that have been cured of certain things. This is where Steve McQueen used to be a long time ago.
Oh, really? Steve McQueen, the actor, went down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And people return, and they bring their families there. There are, like, facilities, like apartments, like, nearby for the family to stay for support. And there's detox as well for people that have had certain kind of medication. They're trying to... It's unbelievable what they can do for you to straighten. It's all about the blood. They cure. The cure is the blood. And, I mean, before we went there, Orlo is a very modest man and wouldn't hold hands in public or anything like that. But it came time when he would grab my wrist to hold on to in public. You know, I know something was going on, and now he doesn't need my hand anymore.
So let me see if I understand this right, Alma. Orlo was so unstable before you went down to Tijuana that he was actually having to hold on to you while he was walking.
Yes, you're right. You're right. To stand up, because when he'd first stand up, it would be dizzy. It's not like you jumping up and go. That day was gone, you know, and sometimes he would accept help from us, but by the time he went, he was definitely convinced that he's got to get something, you know.
So let me ask Orlo something. Orlo, Alma is saying that really you were going downhill. She said you guys felt it was going to be your last time to NCAI. You're unstable. You're having to hold on to her. You mentioned that you've been falling. How much different has your life changed after 2 weeks down there? What? Give us a little bit more of a sense of what it's like right now.
Well, I'm a lot steadier on my feet, and I could do work around the yard and in the garage, but it'll take a while to get back to 100%.
He's supposed to be resting, but he feels so good. He's doing everything.
Wow. And so I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, people that know me from hosting the show or from other contacts, I'm an internal medicine and preventive medicine specialist, and I'm pretty skeptical about these so-called alternative therapies, even though that's the arena in which I've done most of my work over the years. I'm still always a little bit cautious before I get too excited about anything. Now, you folks, of course, are lay people. You had this conversation with some folks who were strangers to you at NCAI, but something that they said gave you confidence to leave the country and go down to Mexico. I mean, this is not typically what most Native Americans are doing right now. So what was it about your initial contact with the folks at International BioCare that gave you such confidence?
We got a friend out there, Bob.
Okay. So another First Nations friend of yours had gone down there, had gotten tremendous help.
They gave him 90 days to live. And he went there and he got his color back. He was walking on real snappy. And in the suitcase, he like nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah. When he was let out of the hospital, he was given out of the hospital where the big shots go, you know, and they had said that there's nothing for him. About 90 days would be max for him. And to see him get out of that car, come around the car, and looking so well, as if something's happened here.
Mm.
And from there we said, well, I guess it comes down to the bottom line is they have access to medicine that is not allowed in this country.
Mm.
Canada or U.S. We're on a border here. We know what's going on in Canada and U.S. And these people have licenses in the United States and have worked in Canada, both places. But because of the quality and what they have access to as far as medical stuff, that's what everybody there is saying. Because we can get the medicine here that's not allowed in the U.S.
Hmm.
That's the bottom line is what they've been telling us. The patients that have been there over the years with pancreas disease that have gotten better. You know, when you hear that word pancreas business, you make preparation, you know. And here these people have recovered. It means a lot to hear something like that when you're looking at a certain end. Sorry to talk like this, but that's how scared we were.
No. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and your story is a compelling one, and it's compelling to me, especially because I'm learning about what they're doing down there at International BioCare. I know about some of the things you talked about, the vitamin therapy, the IVs that they give, the hyperbaric treatments. I know about a lot of the natural therapies, but this is new to me, some of the drug therapy or maybe we'd say investigational drugs here in the U.S., but we want to hear more from you guys. Are you able to stay by a little bit longer and talk more about your experience?
Well, we're going to wait a little while, and I am sure that if we get the opportunity, we're going to go back.
Okay.
They helped Orlo.
Okay, we got to step away just for another minute or two. We will be back with more from Orlo and Alma Ransom. We're speaking about treatment for diseases that may be hopeless, giving you hope. We'll be back with more on today's edition of American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose.
American Indian Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
I'm Karen, and two very important people in my life, my husband and my father, have been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation, or AFib, is a type of irregular heartbeat. People with AFib are 5 times more likely to have a stroke than people without AFib. Talk with a healthcare professional today about your risk and learn how to manage AFib to prevent a stroke. Visit stroke.org/AFib to learn more.
Did you know that 63% of homes contain allergens from cockroaches? And that mice spread potent asthma triggers found in 82% of homes? It's true. Common household pests are major offenders on the list of indoor allergens. Learn what you can do to help your family breathe easier. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Dr. David DeRose back with Alma and Orlo Ransom. We're speaking about an amazing journey. Some First Nation peoples, enrolled members of the Mohawk Nation, Akwesasne, there in upstate New York and Canada, who actually traveled down to Mexico based on a contact they made both at the National Congress of American Indians as well as the testimony and the living example of another Native American who had been to this facility. Orlo, you've been telling us about your experience, Parkinson's disease, getting worse and worse. You go down, spend 2 weeks in Mexico, your life is turned around. So what are you doing now with your life, Orlo?
Well, I take care of the house, what's got to be done, getting ready to make my trip. And I see the improvement in my walk, in my steadiness. And before that, I was in danger of falling over.
Mm.
Still got to be careful. And they're amazing.
Now, Orlo, a lot of us in medical circles understand that Parkinson's can not only affect movement, but it can also affect mental clarity. Some people with Parkinson's have trouble with dementia. Were you showing any signs of memory difficulties or other problems with your thinking that have improved?
Absolutely none.
Okay, so no problems before you went, and of course then no problems currently.
Right.
Okay.
But it was my walk, and then I was walking slow and unsteady. Boy, he even bought a cart for me. Walking cart?
Uh-huh.
That helped a lot when I first had it. No, I don't need it after my treatment.
So you needed like a walker to walk around with before the program, and now you don't need anything like that.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's a tremendous story, and I know it gives a lot of hope for other people with cancer. Alma, do you have information about International BioCare? I know we didn't talk about this before the show. Do you have any contact information? Because some are probably wondering about that.
Info@biocarehospital.com, and they have an office in San Diego. We have Dr. Romero, and we have Teresa Thames. Teresa Thames is the coordinator there. There's a 800 number there, 800-701-7345. You can talk to Teresa Thames, just like James, and she will explain to you and what is possible. But my God, it's the blood work. I never really paid attention how much it affects us, how our blood is getting on, you know. And they did quite a bit of the improvement, you know, like blood clot. We're talking like a blood clot.
Uh-huh.
Pictures how it's in a bunch, like windy day, everything is in one corner of the pond, you know. And now you look at the same picture of the blood cells, it's like BBs not attached to one another. To see something like that in 2 weeks is awesome. And the confidence that Orlo now has is very reassuring, and to the children, his kids now, that he's back on his feet and ready to take on challenges. We keep telling him he's supposed to rest, but he's feeling so well that he's got plans. Some people thought we were going to put Florida on hold. Everything's hooked up, ready to pull out first thing in the morning tomorrow for 4 months.
Wow, we are so glad that you guys freed up your schedule. I know when I heard from Bob, who you mentioned had gotten help down there in Mexico, he said, you've got to get Orlo and Elma on the show. They had just this tremendous experience down there. So when I contacted you guys, you said, well, you better do the show right away because we're headed down to Florida. It's going to be, you know, hard to catch up with us. So, I mean, I'm just thankful that you guys have freed up time. And you've mentioned so many interesting things. Let me see if I understand this, because I'm trying to follow along with what you're saying. I know they do a lot with the blood there at International BioCare. They showed me some of their equipment. And I think what you're describing, Elma, is what we call sludging of the blood. In medical circles, the red blood cells can clump together, and then this can impair the circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they were actually showing how your blood improved, Orlo? Did they actually look at your own blood and show improvement?
They separated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Little cells separated. They gave us pictures of it as it was improving. And listen, as Native Americans, we are familiar with alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until you need stitches, you don't go to the doctors. We take care of ourselves. But when we're looking at this type of the Parkinson's disease, is not something that you can heal yourself. You may treat yourself quite a bit, take care of yourself quite a bit, but this is too big. This is too big for us, and we were getting crushed. And when we got this little hope, normally we're chicken to just go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we dropped everything and we went. We went when the opportunity came. And no one that we've been meeting has ever said, we can help you. Everybody said that it was a process that was going to go on and it's not reversible. So, to hear something positive, we jumped on it, and we're watching him very, very carefully to see how he's changing back to his old self. Well, he's back to his old self, all right. He hollers at us.
And I'm not sure I went.
Tell us, Orlo, what do you have to share?
I said, I'm glad I went.
I think there's a lot of people who are excited about your story. And I want to make sure that I've got the contact number. I know you gave a number of contacts, Elma. Let me make sure I've got the correct toll-free number. What I've jotted down is 1-800-701-7345. Did I get that correct?
Yes. And www.biocarehospital.com.
Okay, so the website is biocarehospital.com. And the phone number, again, 1-800-701-7345.
They speak English very, very well. Everybody does.
So even though the clinic's in Mexico, you didn't feel there was a language barrier at all?
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
Not at all. Uh-uh.
And Orlo, you know, I'm just thinking here, you and I were together, I think, at an NCAI Congress maybe a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And I think we actually did an interview that I don't think we ever were able to air. I think it was one of the sometimes we have some short clips that don't fit in with any of the other programs. I'm wondering, what would you think if we aired that at the conclusion of today's show? Would you be open to us doing that?
Sure, if we could help somebody else.
Wonderful, because, I mean, just talking with you over the phone, it seems like you are talking better. Now, granted, the interview I did was older, so you know you were speaking better then than you were probably just before you went down to International BioCare. But I think it's remarkable. I can even hear the difference over the phone that you really are improved. This is not just something that you're making up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Now, how long it lasts, we don't know, but we're riding the wave. That's nice.
Well, that's great. What about other questions that may come to people's minds? Some are worried about traveling into Mexico. They've heard it's dangerous there. Did you feel at any point that during the travel there or while you were at the facility that you were in any danger?
Absolutely not.
A limousine picked us up. Limousine picked us up, went through customs with them, and they brought us back through. I came shopping. They brought me in the limousine to shop and took me back and took us to church on Sunday morning. They took us to a church, and they know when church is over, the limousine is there, and took us back to the hospital. So they treat you very, very well. I mean, we were positive. Everything was positive all the time. And, you know, you're apprehensive, but we didn't care. Our fears were before we went there was about something else. And getting there was nice people. Everybody spoke English. The stores, everybody spoke English, you know, and it was a great experience. It's a great experience. I recommend it to anyone else. But the major things that I saw there was the colon cancer and the pancreas cancer. Those people are there. They have heard of so much cures that came out of there on those things. And blood disease is the thing. I really was amazed. Until it hits you, you don't pay attention, you know. That's our experience here, and we're happy Dad is on his feet, getting dressed up. Heck, the other day he went to a funeral.
Wow.
He got dressed up and went to a funeral, you know. And
that wouldn't have happened a month or two ago.
No.
Military funeral.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. So I thank you for thinking of us at a time like this when we're so happy, you know, really, really we are thankful. And being Thanksgiving, I wish you Thanksgiving.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're recording this show, actually, if some are wondering when in November it's being recorded, we are recording, actually, the day after Thanksgiving. So Orlo and Alma, you've reminded us throughout Indian country that there's a lot to be thankful for. And even if you don't see resources immediately available at the Tribal Health Center or other health facilities in your neck of the woods, so to speak, there are other options. And people throughout Indian country are traveling to places like Mexico and to International BioCare, and they're getting help. So thanks for giving us that very encouraging message at this time of the year.
This past Tuesday, I made my presentation on this to the Tribal Council of the Mohawks of Northern New York.
Mm-hmm.
I made my presentation to them, and they were very, very interested. So they know a lot of people that maybe that they can talk to and consider this. They were interested because it was considering how Orlo and I, at our age, just dropped everything and went.
Mm-hmm,
you know, they were impressed with that. And I didn't tell them it's because we were scared.
Okay.
So I thank you for your time, and Orlo's feeling well.
Thank you. Well, we do have to go, but before you folks run, one more time, the number for International BioCare, 1-800-701-7345. That's 800-701-7345. Although Alma and Orlo have to step away, we've got a special feature featuring an older interview with Orlo. You don't want to miss that. We'll have it in our final segment of today's edition of American Indian Living. Don't go away.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
What I say, you already know, but you don't believe. You won't accept, you don't conceive. When you're inside your car, you feel safest of all. Are you safe? Are you? 2 tons of sheet metal in your hands. 2 tons don't run on autopilot. You have a mission. It's no collision. Hold the phone. Don't text. You're angling to be next. Oh, you've done it before. What's the harm? Just this once. There's no alarm. Got your hands on the wheel? No big deal. Brothers and sisters, you won't see it coming. You're off the road. Your life explodes. It's not worth it. Don't do it. You only think there's nothing to it. Put it down. Hang up. Pay attention to highway action. Behind the wheel, there is no such thing as a small distraction. Join the conversation at DecideToDrive.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who would rather help keep your bones strong than put them back together.
We are here to say a word about cancer.
When you talk to someone who has been diagnosed with cancer,
be positive.
Be supportive.
That's it. Stop right there.
Don't start telling them about your Uncle Vern.
Or the next door neighbor.
Don't be grim.
Try not to disappear either.
Don't cross to the other side of the street.
Don't stop calling.
Don't cry.
Don't ever say you're living my worst nightmare.
You know who you are.
Here's the important part.
Be positive.
Be positive.
Sé positivo.
Say these words.
You will do great.
Keep calling.
Check in.
Be a friend.
Or be a new friend.
Be a supportive.
Positive friend.
Smile.
Try not to be afraid.
Or act afraid.
Fear is not useful.
Be a funny, hopeful human being.
If you come across cancer,
let it transform you into your most positive self.
And inspire.
Urge.
Fortify.
Rally.
Encourage someone to do great.
This message brought to you by Cancer Survivors.
For more information, to hear stories, or share your own, visit DoGreatCampaign.com. Do great.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. Dr. David DeRose. We are doing something very special in this final segment of today's edition of American Indian Living. You heard Alma and Orlo Ransom telling about their amazing journey to Mexico and the improvement in health that Orlo has received. I thought you would enjoy hearing a segment. I went through our files here after my phone-based interview and saw it was back in 2013 when I was at a National Congress of American Indians event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was their national meeting in that venue. And I did have an opportunity to interview Orlo. It's one of those segments. Sometimes when you're doing short segments, you can't always put them all into a single show. So I've had this sitting on the shelf, if you will, and I thought it was a great time to pull it out. Orlo didn't have his Parkinson's as bad, apparently, as it was just recently before he went down to Mexico, but gives you a little bit more feel of the man who we've been speaking with on the show. We're going to close our segment with that, some reflections from Orlo Ransom as we wind up today's edition of American Indian Living. Across from me is another familiar face, a friend from over the years, Orlo Ransom. Orlo, it's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
Orlo, many people know you. They know your wife, Alma. You've been very active in Indian country, not just in your neck of the woods there with the St. Regis Mohawk tribe, but really taking an active role in Indian country. How long have you been coming to these National Congress meetings? Any idea?
Oh, it's got to be at least 15 years.
Okay. I know whenever I'm here, I see you.
Yeah.
And so it's great to have you in the studio. One of the things that we value about having tribal elders on the show is just you have a perspective over time that younger folks don't have. And I'm just very interested on today's show for you to tell us what you see happening at this convention, what you see happening in Indian country. Like St. Regis Mohawk, do you feel that things are going pretty well there?
Oh, yes, it's going good. Mm-hmm. It's going good. We got a bunch of gas stations, restaurants, and we got other industries that we hire. Our casino hires, half of them are non-natives.
Mm-hmm.
We hire the surrounding community, and they're doing good. The profits from the casino run and helps pay for the clinic,
mm-hmm.
the road upkeep at one time.
Okay.
And the water for the elders get free water.
Uh-huh.
And they donate money to the children's fund, and they don't hand out the money. If you want money, go to work, get a job.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wants to go on welfare. None of our, most of my men in my reservation work on high steel.
Uh-huh.
They work in New York, Boston, bridges and building.
Right, right.
It's very hard work, strenuous, dangerous, very dangerous. I've worked as high as 80 floors.
80 floors, because you did that for a career, right?
Right. I worked on the Prudential Building in Boston.
So you were up putting those girders up there.
Yeah, guardrails and beams, yeah.
Maybe you have some insight into this, Orlo, but I've always heard for years that Native Americans seem to have some special talent for that high steel work that doesn't bother them working up on the heights. Is that true?
Not all of the Indians will do it. About 90% of us, 95% of us do it. It just seemed to come natural.
Huh. So it wasn't scary to you to be up there at 80 stories?
It is on a windy day.
That would be. I'll tell you, I'm not a real individual who thrives on heights. And so my hat really goes off to you because that's just incredible work.
I worked on Newburgh Beacon Bridge for Bethlehem Steel. I think it was 2 years there.
Okay, over the Hudson River.
Yeah.
Okay, I drove over that bridge many times when I was living in upstate New York.
There's two bridges there. Was the Beacon. The first one is a better bridge.
Okay. And that's the one you built?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's 95 feet to the water from the bottom of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another 80 some odd feet for the top part. Almost 200 feet above the water.
Okay. That's high up.
Yeah. I like bridge work better.
You like that better than building those skyscrapers,
yeah.
Huh? Well, I appreciate what you're sharing, Orlo, because you're someone who's been actively employed doing some very important projects over the years. And you're saying, in Indian country, we don't need more handouts from the government. We would like to partner with the government, see them helping us develop more industries.
Right, and exactly.
Uh-huh. So basically what you're doing is you're helping people in certain areas, but you're also trying to help them make sure that they're gainfully employed.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great, great model, and I appreciate your comments about saying what can we do, not just in Indian country, but instead of the government looking at the solution of being giving more benefits or more money, what can we do that actually helps people be gainfully employed?
At one time, when there was a lot of work, there's only 6 families on welfare, and we got 25,000 Indians.
And this is the St. Regis Mohawk? Yes. There's 25,000 tribal members.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tremendous. That's tremendous. Let me ask you this question. What about your own health journey? Because I know you've had some bumps along the road, but what kind of insights as an elder do you have about things we can be doing for the health of people throughout Indian country?
I think they should stop selling cigarettes. We got our own cigarette places because it's tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And that people take advantage of it, naturally. But as far as health, what our problem is sugar diabetes. Mm-hmm. That's our biggest enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate. I never got heavy. I'm almost 190, mm-hmm. 200, 185, mm-hmm. around there. And I got nephews that are big, and I was fortunate that I never got heavy.
No, you're right. It makes a big difference. The more weight you carry, the greater the likelihood that you're going to have trouble with diabetes.
Right. So I'm 77.
I appreciate your message because what you're saying is not only do we need to take responsibility on the industry side, we need to take responsibility on our health side.
Yeah, sure.
So, Orlo, if we were to speak about kind of your own health journey, one of the secrets you're telling me of to why you're doing as well as you are in your late 70s is you've kept your weight down.
And I worked hard all my life.
I think that's a huge thing.
Very hard. But I loved raising steel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was a thrill to put steel up. I worked in atomic plants.
Uh-huh.
I worked on the missile plants.
Okay. And when you're done, you actually see that you accomplished something, right?
Right?
You can look at the finished product.
Yep.
Or in the case of the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, you can drive over the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great.
When I worked construction, I got hurt. I fell two floors in New York City. I fell from the 9th floor to the 7th.
Wow.
22 feet. I never smoked on a job. The only time I smoked was when I'm drinking beer. But after I got better, I quit smoking entirely, and I quit drinking beer, quit drinking, period. It wasn't hard for me to quit because I never smoked much.
Did you notice an improvement in your health? Is that why you're so passionate about not wanting to sell tobacco on a tribal level?
Well, we do. We do sell it. It's an income. I can't knock that down.
Right, right. No, I hear you.
I'm not going to, because the government does it too.
No, no. I understand what you're saying. But I gathered from your comments earlier that you felt that the heavy use of tobacco was hurting some of your own people.
Yeah, it's like alcohol and drugs.
Right, right.
Drugs are the biggest problem.
Well, I think one of the most powerful things you're doing, Orlo, just personally, is you're leading by example. You're saying there came a time in my life where I realized the tobacco and the alcohol weren't helping me, and you just left them off, right?
Right. That's 25 years ago.
Tremendous. Well, I'll be honest with you. As a physician, at 77, I mean, if you quit in your 50s then, there's a good chance that you and I wouldn't be talking together if you were still smoking and drinking.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I lost a lot of friends through that.
Because they thought if you weren't going to smoke or drink, you were acting like you were too good for them?
Yep, exactly.
Well, some of those friends probably aren't around anymore, are they?
No.
Well, that was my interview with Orlo Ransom, interviewed back in 2013 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That segment had never been aired until today, but I thought you would enjoy just another picture, another window on a man who shared with us an amazing health story, really seeing the tide turn on his Parkinson's disease. Well, that finishes up today's program. Again, if you want more information about the facility they were talking about, it's called International BioCare. I'm not endorsing the facility. I don't know intimately all they do there. I have visited there. They're not a sponsor of American Indian Living. We're not directly promoting them, but we're just sharing things that have been a benefit to people throughout Indian country. And I know they are trying to make a difference in the lives of Native Americans, making sure they're having a presence at National Congress of American Indians and places like that. So again, International BioCare, their number, 1-800-701-7345. That's 800-701-7345. My understanding is that that is a toll-free number in the United States and Canada. It will get you to an English-speaking person who can answer your questions. Well, that's all the time that we've got on today's edition of American Indian Living. For all of us, I'm Dr. David DeRose, as always, wishing you the very best of health.
This is Life Talk Radio.